listening to That Cancer Show, a service of Cornucopia Cancer Support Center, with my co-host, Mary Lawrence. I am Dave Richmond. Glad to have you, Mary.
Good to see you, Dave. How are you?
Good to see you, too. Welcome in, and I know this is definitely a big week, right?
It's a huge week, especially for two people who I know and love.
Are they close to you? They must be very special to you.
They're very special. My mother and father are celebrating their 66th wedding anniversary this week.
66?
Yes.
To the same person?
Yeah, to the same person. So
not multiple people, one person.
Right. I want to wish them a happy anniversary and tell them how much I love them, and especially tell my dad, as a cancer survivor, how proud I am of him and how much I love them both.
That is really great. And when is the anniversary?
It's Saturday.
Saturday.
Uh-huh.
Wow. 66 big ones.
Yeah.
Congratulations, yeah. Guys. I know they're like teenagers still, right?
Oh, yes. They still hold hands.
Oh, man. That is so great. That is inspiring. So what do we have in store tonight for the show?
Oh, well, we've got a great show tonight. We're going to be talking about guided imagery. And I want to just start by also mentioning that it's National Massage Therapy Week. And as you know, that's one of the services that Cornucopia provides for our participants.
I do. I haven't been invited to have one yet there, but I'm sure that's great.
You would love it.
I do have massages from time to time, and they are great.
Well, we're hoping folks will join the conversation.
That's right, at 919-860-9783. You can email us, by the way. Our great producer who's standing by with her laptop, and that is Lois. You can email her at radio@cancersupport4u.org and visit the website cancersupport4u.org.
Well, you know, Dave, there are a number of supportive activities that can help people cope with the physical, emotional, and spiritual challenges of the cancer journey. And tonight we're visiting with our guests who can talk about one of those support, and that's Dr. Susan Franks of the Triumph Program at the University of North Texas Health Science Center, and Dr. Frank Lawless, a consultant with the Triumph Program. Welcome.
Welcome in, guys.
Thank you very much. We're glad to be here.
We're glad to have you.
Thank you.
So, what exactly is guided imagery?
Well, we usually think about visual imagery, and that is when we have pictures or picture experience in our minds without the actual event happening. So a lot of our memories are our imagery products. Some of our fantasies are also products of imagery. And I mentioned visual imagery, although there can be imagery from various sensory sources. For example, we can have imagery happening when we listen to music, or we can have olfactory imagery when we smell a rose and think of a rose, and we can also have imagery that comes from being touched in special ways that reminds us of a person that we care for or care for us.
I've heard it referred to as visualization, but can it involve other senses too?
Yes, absolutely. As I talked about, visual imagery is usually easiest to talk about because people can draw pictures and form certain kinds of images that we can relate to or not relate to. But we can also, like I said, have imagery stimulation from music, from certain kind of rhythms. From smells, like if we smell a pumpkin pie, that can stimulate our hunger glands. And what we are usually talking about are not only the images, but also the physiological responses to those images.
Is it like hypnosis?
Well, in a way, it's kind of like hypnosis, only in our use of imagery, the imagery comes from the patients, not from us. We don't tell a patient what the image. we find out what's meaningful for them and what can kind of bring them into a sense of ownership and action-oriented kind of ideas for them to act on in regard to their own disease or their own way of treating their disease.
Could someone say that a daydream about something pleasant would be guided imagery?
Absolutely. One of the favorite things that our patients often have are dreams or daydreams about old places that they've been that brings peace to them. As you well know, the main feature of cancer is fear of cancer, fear of dying, fear of suffering. And so if they can find a restful imagery, that can go a long way in terms of helping them both physically and psychologically.
After all these years, in grade school, I used to get in trouble for daydreaming, and now I thought I was wrong, and now I wasn't wrong.
It can be a very powerful weapon and tool for you to have that kind of ability to daydream and to form images that will basically prepare you for other kinds of events. We just got through with the Olympics, and you can guarantee that every Olympian has been practicing imagery for their particular feat for years.
They already see themselves winning the gold medal, right, or silver or bronze, but gold.
They see themselves being successful.
Yeah. Susan, why might someone journeying with cancer consider using guided imagery?
Well, one of the reasons, I think, is particularly for people who like to participate in their care. It gives them a sense, you know, as Dr. Lawless was saying, one of the biggest features that we see with cancer patients is that feeling of anxiety and fear and loss of control. And so this is a very easy technique to get into and accomplish where you can feel like you're participating, but you also get that sense of peace. It helps you reduce your fear and anxiety and give you a sense that you have something that you can control.
Mm-hmm. And Dr. Franks, you also, in addition to heading up the Triumph Center, you lead support groups. Do you ever do guided imagery in support groups?
Actually, yes, I do. I think it's really beneficial, particularly if patients want to kind of see what it's all about. It allows them to get a sense of what they can accomplish with the technique.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to also ask both of you, Dr. Franks and Dr. Lawless, what are the physical benefits of guided imagery?
Well, the research is very consistent in that the imagery, especially accompanied with relaxation techniques, helps your own immune system become more active. We have what we call killer T cells that are often used in terms of decimating cancer cells. And so what we have found is that as a person can image various kinds of their own activities around their defense, their boundaries, that these killer T cells activities will rise. That is also accompanied by a sense of better quality of life. Many of the issues, as I've said before, relate to fear and anxiety, and that is what actually can feed cancer is by this fear and anxiety, because
Dr. Lawless,
our immune system is at its least.
Okay, Dr. Lawless.
Relaxation, you can benefit yourself physically.
One of the things that happens when people are in a high state of fear is they.
We're gonna just take a second here, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to That Cancer Show, a service of Cornucopia Cancer Support Center. Coming up, how does guided imagery work? We'll ask the experts. Call us now at 919-860-9783. Email us at radio@cancersupport4u.org. You're listening to That Cancer Show.